News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Yes, we are working for the weekend. This is Meg with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. I almost forgot our whole, like, identity there for a second. The weekend's coming, and I'm excited because we're about to talk about work a little bit and what that means to be working for the weekend, because we have Mike Listow here. He is the dean with workforce education at Pensacola State College. Thank you for being here this morning, Mike.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so I've already kind of messed up the beginning here, but I'm going to have you take it over and tell us all about Pensacola State College. Some people may not be familiar with you. I know you as PJC back in the day.
Sure.
But now you're offering full-time degrees. You have offered so much more. So tell us a little bit about the college itself, and then we'll talk about more specifically what you do.
Sure. So I really like to think of the college as being a solution and an opportunity for everyone in the community. I really think that there's a place for everyone, whether it be from a traditional education pathway or just simply utilizing our great college services such as the Performing Arts Center, the pool, our athletics facilities. But there really is something for everybody at the college, as well as, you know, it being a vital part of the community for both Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
Oh, that's amazing. And I know so many people that have gone through different programs there. And so sometimes when we think of college, we think of a traditional degree, and it might be in English Lit, or it could be in the arts or a business degree. But I think it's interesting what you do specifically is workforce education. So tell me a little bit about what is that? What separates you, workforce education, from, say, a different type of degree?
Sure. And not to scare everybody with that intro for working for the weekend, but we really do have, I think, the fun department as it comes down to very hands-on, skill-based type programs.
Mm-hmm.
What differentiates it is we, you know, I like to think of the department as go here, get a job. You learn a skill that's going to be very much the real world.
Mm-hmm.
And the department itself is divided into really two different areas, applied technology and professional services. Under the applied technology department, you have kind of your skilled trades such as carpentry, HVAC, electricity, plumbing, engineering technology programs. And then on the other side, the professional services, we have cosmetic arts, massage therapy, aesthetics, culinary, hospitality. Mm-hmm. So a wide, wide range of programs.
Wow, that covers a lot between the two. That's amazing. So when someone comes in and they're saying, I just don't know what I want to do with my life, but I want to do something and I want to be a working part of society.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you help that student figure out, because that's a lot of different things.
Yeah, that's a common, you know, the scenario that we do encounter at the college. We have a phenomenal support team outside of what happens in mm-hmm. the classroom that will literally, all you have to do is show up to one of our campus locations, which we have multiple campuses and centers, and someone will be there to help you. We have everything from admissions to career counseling to advising to support for students in scholarships, as well as resume assistance. So really any type of support service outside of what happens in the classroom is available at the college.
Which is really great. So if someone comes in and they're thinking, I don't know, I'm trying to figure out what I want to do. I know that some of the notes I have here, that aviation maintenance programs have really taken off. Can you talk a bit about that and why that's really happening now, especially in this area?
And they really have taken off, no pun intended.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Sorry about that.
No. I was going to make that joke, and my wife will probably...
Oh, no, I beat you to it.
Yeah. But anyways, I think it really stems from just what our community is. It's mm-hmm. the naval of, or the cradle of naval aviation.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, there has been tremendous amount of support with that program specifically.
Mm-hmm.
It's been really a multi-year project between both Escambia as well as Santa Rosa counties to support funding that goes to this, as well as all the way from Tallahassee Triumph Gulf Coast, but really, since we've actually stood up classes starting about a year ago now, we're already creeping up to almost 100 students enrolled in that program.
Wow.
So it has really taken off,
yes,
so to speak. But it's also through just great partnerships that we have, too, because right now we are building a brand new facility that will be located at the airport. So mm-hmm. working with the city on that.
Wow.
But in the meantime, we are temporarily offering classes out of Hangar 1 of ST Engineering. So what's really great about that for our students is they get the opportunity to actually see a aviation mechanics facility in real life where they're working on large aircraft.
Wow.
And again, just a tremendous opportunity for
students.
You
can't replace that firsthand experience.
You can't.
That's amazing that they have that opportunity here in Pensacola. That's
absolutely
great.
But you know, a thought on that, again, just back to the partnerships as well as the collaboration that has happened. I mean, everybody has come forward to support us in this effort.
Mm-hmm.
And back to your original question about the college and being ingrained in the community, I think that particular program is representative of that for sure.
That's really great. So it's very exciting. But let me ask you this more specifically, when you've touched on a little bit, but what kind of careers could someone expect if they go through this aviation maintenance program? What can you be more specific?
Mm-hmm. So like I mentioned, there is definitely a pathway to work on heavy, large aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
ST Engineering's doing it right here in our own backyard. And, you know, outside of that, there's a tremendous amount of smaller, I'll say, flight training schools that they have a fleet of aircraft that if you want to work on your Cessnas or your Pipers, you mm-hmm. could go and work on those. You could relocate if you'd want. Of course, we want you to stay in Pensacola,
right.
live, work, and raise a family.
Mm-hmm.
But really, you could go anywhere, domestically or even international if you'd want.
Wow.
We also are working with Leonardo Helicopters in Santa Rosa County. So when you do get your A&P certification,
mm-hmm.
which that is what the students will earn at the end of the program. It's for airframe and power plant certification.
How long? Is it a 2 or 4 year?
18 months.
18 months,
18
okay.
months, yep. And when students earn that certification, not only does it allow them to work on fixed wing, but it also allows them to work on helicopters. So
wow.
that's where Leonardo, locating in Santa Rosa County, is definitely another pathway for our students. Bottom line, there's a lot of opportunity and good paying jobs at the end of it.
And they're right here in Pensacola.
They are, absolutely.
That's pretty great. If you've got a question for Mike Listow, he's the Dean of Workforce Education at Pensacola State College. All you got to do is text it into Pep Talk at 850-437-1620. So workforce education is not just aviation maintenance. I don't say the just, I use that term loosely, mm-hmm. because obviously that's huge. What are some of the areas that you're seeing that are working well in this area for jobs?
Yeah. Definitely the construction trade programs.
Mm-hmm.
And I do want to also mention our CDL program, because that was another one that was started not too long ago.
What does CDL stand for?
Commercial vehicle driving. CDL.
Oh, CDL.
Yeah,
okay.
Yep. So it's your commercial driver's license.
Okay. Gotcha.
But that's for truck drivers. Yeah.
Okay.
And, just due to national shortages and,
mm-hmm.
and I'll even make this comment as back to what do we do in workforce. I look at it as solving problems.
Yes.
Back to aviation mechanics. We don't have enough aviation maintenance technicians, so we're going to start a program to solve that problem.
Mm-hmm.
There's a national shortage of truck drivers, so we started a program to solve that problem.
Wow.
But that's another program that in very little training, we have, it depends on your previous experience,
mm-hmm.
But somewhere between a handful of weeks, at most maybe 8 weeks, that's zero experience for somebody. They will get their CDL, and we have had students walk into six-figure jobs after 8 weeks of training. Now, that's not everybody.
Wow.
Okay, that's not
impressive.
Everybody. but it has happened.
Interesting. So I guess along with that, with being a truck driver, now you're getting into diesel gas. Mm-hmm. You also have a diesel maintenance program. Talk
right.
about that. And that's,
right.
again, it's being driven by the market, yes?
So exactly. And everything is driven by the market, by job demand, available positions for people to fill.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, that was really phase two of our or at least as I view it, phase two of our CDL program, because the whole idea with that is that the diesel maintenance technician students will be actually working on our trucks that you know are
right.
Being utilized in our CDL program. So mm-hmm. it just makes sense. And both of those programs are housed in Santa Rosa County.
Mm-hmm.
Brand new facilities. The truck driving facility has been completed and was built. We are about to break ground on a brand new diesel training facility.
Wow.
But in addition to that, there's also, these programs will change too based on, I'll just say the current climate of demand and just the workforce horizon. So diesel is not only going to include, your truck training, but we're also going to expand that into marine mechanics as well.
Oh, no
well.
Kidding.
So, yes.
Wow, that's great.
So, I mean, you know, just talking, you know, what I've been mentioning, I mean, really, it's business is booming,
mm-hmm.
especially on the workforce education side of things.
Mm-hmm.
And, Pensacola State College is trying to be as responsive as we can to that.
So talk a little bit, too, about some of the other areas that maybe we wouldn't think of right away, but other workforce programs that PSE offers.
Sure. So that I want to switch to the other side of the house, which is the professional service.
Right.
I mean, we have everything from, and this is not my background, so I've had to learn a lot about it, but thankfully we have some really great instructors that can even teach me a few things, but we have our cosmetic arts, so cosmetology, nails, mm-hmm. aesthetics, facials.
That will never go away.
That will never go away. And I think, the pandemic was certainly reflective of that, where I navigated that with our instructors and with our students,
yeah.
and those are programs that are essential, and that's really what I view, our entire department being is back to your comment, they will never go away.
Mm-hmm. And that also includes hospitality, is that right?
Culinary and hospitality, and I do want to encourage, so of course you can go through and get your degree or certificate with us, but even if you don't have any interest, back to what we were talking about, what the college provides to the community,
mm-hmm.
our culinary program features a lunch and dinner series for a very affordable price, you can come out, enjoy a very nice, high quality meal.
Uh-huh.
My wife and I make it into date night experiences for us,
nice.
But it's, again, just come and enjoy that and support our students.
So that gives those that are in the culinary program a chance to show off their skills?
Absolutely. And when I mean like really high quality food,
right?
I'm probably even doing it a disservice because
okay.
it's a really fine dining, nice experience for you
so
to come.
So where would I go if I wanted to take advantage? Because I've also heard, I think that I've heard, I could be wrong about this, but they also need people to get their hair cut or to get their nails done. And so it's less expensive than a regular salon is my understanding.
Yeah.
But where would I go to find out about the date night, so to
yeah.
speak?
Yeah, so the best source of information is going to be our website.
Mm-hmm.
If you just Google Pensacola State College, it'll bring you to our website. And on the website, there will be different pages. You'll be able to navigate to a page that talks about our salon services that does have all the pricing.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see information about our culinary meals. So really, the best place is to go to the website to find information on that.
Okay, this is a good question coming in from one of our listeners. Do I have to have a high school degree or diploma to participate?
So it depends on the program,
mm-hmm.
but we do allow for dual enrollment opportunities. So certain programs do require a high school degree, but
mm-hmm.
I'll say for in general, our certificate programs, welding, carpentry, HVAC, you do not.
Oh, and that's interesting.
Do have currently dual enrolled students that are going through those programs.
So they could actually earn their high school diploma and continue with the program.
Exactly.
That's exciting.
And another thing I can mention related to that, just back to the college being responsive to the community, we recently started a CTE, it's a charter academy, but then adding a CTE focus.
What does that mean?
So that is for high school age students, mm-hmm. 9th through 12th grade, that actually take their high school courses on our campus.
Oh.
And they're back to that dual enrolled. They are dual enrolled, taking high school classes as well as our college classes simultaneously.
Smart.
Yep.
Okay, so then they can kind of take that step right into a career.
Exactly.
That's exciting. Okay, so what about people that maybe have graduated? Do you have to be a graduate of PSC to come back and take a class? Can anybody do this? Somebody, maybe a senior is thinking about just doing something different with their life.
Right. Anyone can take our programs, and we do. I mean, we serve everybody. We mm-hmm. serve everybody from, you know, the 16-year-old dual enrollment student all the way up to somebody that's switching their careers.
Right.
And it could even be retired. They're retired and they're looking for something to do.
Mm-hmm.
So there is no age requirement. Whatever point you are at in life, like I talked about before, there's going to be somebody at the college to help you meet whatever needs you are currently pursuing.
So then that means that I'm translating this in my mind that there's also financial assistance or financial help so you can come up with a program that you could afford and
Absolutely.
Figure out a way to take advantage of those grants that might be out there or any kind of financial aid.
Absolutely. And I mean, almost all of our students graduate debt free. There is a tremendous amount of aid.
That's a startling statistic.
Yeah, it's again, the website will have the current numbers,
Gosh.
But it is nearly all of our students.
That's incredible,
yeah.
Mike.
Yeah, and that's something that the college has prided itself on as being affordable, writing for various grants,
mm-hmm.
Seeking financial aid initiatives to just support students. And one of the questions I get, it's funny because I meet with students every day. It's a great job. I see people's lives being changed every day.
Yeah, that's got to be
and
very gratifying.
It's the best job in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But I do not make this up when I say people have literally asked me, what's the catch? What's the catch?
Right.
And I
right.
look at them and I say, there is none. Just be a good student.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to be a good student. We want you to go through the program. We want you to, you know, learn what we can teach you and then get a job and then provide for your family at the end of it.
Well, you have a stellar reputation in the community. We have a lot of folks that have graduated from PSC that are now in the workforce and own their own companies. So does that help? Do you have a lot of partnerships in terms of, okay, now I've got this certificate. Where do I go to get a job?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you help with workforce placement?
We do. And back to that reputation, and you know, I still meet with many, many people in the community that do refer to it as PJC.
I know, I can't help it. Every once in a while it slips out.
But really, just the useless fact for everybody listening is that the reason it really switched was because the college went beyond just a certificate and mm-hmm. associate of science programs as well as a associate of arts program into now we're offering some specialized baccalaureate programs.
Right.
So that's why. But back to your point about, you know, the partnerships, we also have another area, really kind of the extension of the Workforce Education Department that offers non-credit training, which that specific area partners with business, industry, to really upskill employees. And for example, let's say you need your employees to earn in Microsoft Excel certification,
right.
They will develop a custom program
really?
To meet your needs. Yes.
So you can call them and they'll come in and mm-hmm. actually teach your team.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah. And they can do that either at site or on site at your location, or you can utilize our classroom space on one of our centers or campus locations. Mm-hmm. So it's really customized training.
That's a huge service, because so often we learn along the way. So mm-hmm. everybody has a different way of it. But if you can get everybody in the team doing it the same way, it's probably very helpful.
And kind of my pitch on that, T, is I think, you know, certainly in the private sector as well as kind of the business, you know, your training and education is one of those things I think everybody says it's important, mm-hmm. but it takes time, and it you know, you have to dedicate resources and efforts away from your business when you do that.
Right.
So my pitch on that is, let us come in and do it. Mm-hmm. You know, let us who are in the business of training and educating people come in and work with you really meet whatever your company's needs are.
Wow, you do so much, and we've touched on a lot in this short half hour here. Anything we haven't touched on, Mike, that you'd like to mention before we go in terms of workforce education and what Pensacola State College does?
Right. I think, you know, the next thing I want to highlight is just, you know, kind of what's coming on the horizon as far as what I see and program development. You know, there's been just a tremendous amount of retirements, I think, mm-hmm. that
early retirements,
yes, that it's leaving just a major void right now in many of these skilled trade positions.
Mm-hmm.
So I really want to just encourage people to consider a trade. You know, I think it for years has gotten a stigma around it that, you know, it's dirty. Thank you, Mike Rowe, for changing that maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, with technology and the advancements that are coming with AI, some of those quote unquote dirty jobs are not that anymore. They're very mm-hmm. clean. They're very, you know, technology driven. And that's really kind of what I see as us as a college. We recently launched an artificial intelligence certificate program.
Wow. That's
we're looking at the semiconductor industry
mm-hmm.
Right now as far as adding some additional programs there. So I think, again, just to encourage people to consider some of these workforce programs, you know, if they haven't,
mm-hmm.
and it can be a tremendous opportunity for you.
I don't know. I think that truck driver with the six figures sounds pretty good to me.
Right.
Actually.
Now I want to say that's not everybody. Okay. I'm going to say that again.
Right. Not everybody,
but it has yeah. happened. And that's where we serve and the particular individual I'm thinking of, previous military, so that's another mm-hmm. Large amount of student populations that we serve, that he was able to bring his experience in the military and then transfer that into getting the job.
Yeah, going back into the workforce makes perfect sense. What a great place to do it, Pensacola State College. There's so many good things to say about what you do, but I'm glad you came here today, because I don't know as much about the workforce programs that until now. I really feel like I've gotten an education this morning about all that you offer, which is really pretty tremendous.
Great.
Okay, so I'm in. I want to take a class. I want to make a change. Where do I go? How do I start?
Sure.
And is it time now? Is the semester starting? When is this a good time?
We are wrapping up. I like to call this award season for us. So we have our Student Excellence Award ceremony tonight.
Oh, and nice. Congratulations to all the students.
We're soon to have our graduation ceremony mm-hmm. for our spring semester. So, yes, we are wrapping up our spring semester and we're heading into fall.
Okay.
Or summer.
Summer. Okay.
I got summer before fall. But admissions is going to be your best option for getting started. There still is room to register for summer. That phone number is going to be 850-484-2544. Or you can just Google admissions on the website.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mike Lister. He's the Dean of Workforce Education at Pensacola State College.